Hey, all you traders and investors out there, thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc on Eye on the Market. Today is October 6, 2019. It's a Sunday, almost 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to be going over the broad 32 ETFs and ETNs to see how we're going to be trading this week or for the next coming weeks coming up. Now, this week we've seen some volatility and the markets turned up to the positive side on Friday. And I haven't seen it, but I'm gonna take a look at it now. See how, because I heard it was a big rally, and it was, yep, the Dow was up 370 points on Friday, NASDAQ 101. And the S&P was back up to, was up 40 points. So it's got a ways to go. The S&P's got a ways to go to hit the 3,000 mark again. Like we said, it was mission accomplished, hitting the 3,000 and then selling off to the degrees that we seen in the beginning of the week. I'd like to see the week view on stock charts. Or bar charts, whatever comes up first. I kinda like the way stock charts look. Just like the, it's kinda simple. Just looking at the daily, let's see why. Yeah. All right, so looking at the daily SPY. So after the 3,000, it kind of rejected off of there, but it also rejected off of the 2800s, the high 2800s, 2900s. It kind of pulled away from there. So we can see some consolidation between 295 to 287, you could say. But it's definitely going to go back up to retest the 300s in the next coming up month. So that kind of gives it a little bullish bias. So I would be bullish on the market, just not all at once. So without further ado, we're just going to get right into it because I have my plays out there. I got back into EWZ, which did good on Friday. They were up like 2%. FXI, that was current. Now I'm back in it with some long delta. UVXY, been selling it. That's coming in. Kind of crashed on Friday. Oil did exactly what I thought it was going to do, and I was out of the trade early. I was kind of hoping that it'd come back up to retest the 2750s, but it never went up that high. It just dropped and broke below 55. So without further ado, let's get into it. The broad 32 ETFs, starting with USO. USO was 1%. Was up 1% on Friday, trading at 11:04. So the structure is looking a little bit oversold, but nevertheless, it is a bearish structure. So could see this bounce around, retest like the 11.75s, or actually, hopefully, retest the 57.50s, where I place another short trade in there. But oil for the long term, I'm looking for $45 prices, maybe even do some options, something, but not really. There's easier money to be made elsewhere. Just like you just take your winnings, take your profits, and just wait for the next setup. But oil, when it was down to like 55, I was just waiting for it to bounce back up, and it never did. But could have just gone short when it seemed that it wasn't going to move up any higher. Next is XOP. And XOP is actually looks like there's a bounce play going to be happening. So as far as oil and XOP, look for the bounce this week. Next is OIH, and those are the oil services. Same thing, turning at the bottom of this channel. Could be consolidating. If it breaks above 1186, it might go back to retest the 13s. So I'd be a little bit long on oil. Next is UNG, natural gas. Kind of caught a bid. Was up 0.5% on Friday. Maybe it kind of stabilized here and moved back up. But for now, it was sold off the top. It came down from the 23.50s. Now they're trading at 20.10. Next is XLE, and that's the energy sector. Energy sector looks like it's caught a bid. It's pretty much oversold, I'd say. So I'd be definitely looking for more bullish positions than bearish positions, maybe keeping a little bit of positive delta. Next is XLU. XLU is making a rise. Was up over 1.25% on Friday. Bounced off the 100-period moving average. So this looks like it's going to stabilize here. Trade the next channel up. Next is XLI. They were up 1% on Friday. That's the industrial sector. It looks good for the markets. They're holding. They really didn't get sold off as much as other sectors. So this could be a good three-drive trade. This is what it's looking like. And it's actually on its way up on this turn. So maybe catching momentum and see this retest the 79s. Right now it's trading at 75.60. Next is XLB. XLB, that's material sector. Bounced off the bottom of the channel, so you got to respect that. Moving averages are bearish. So that's the only thing it doesn't have going for it. So XLB is bouncing off the bottom of this channel, and like I said, you got to respect it. I'd have some calendar plays depending how the options are trading at. So from here, have a little bit of positive to neutral deltas. I have negative deltas if it goes up to like the 58s, so just slightly positive deltas. Guess you could say. Just taking a look at the option chain. The best approach, like short term, there's a short term 20 days out calendar to two week out calendars. There's a 47 to 40 day calendar as well available for XBI, which is the material sector. Not too much volume happening. 48 days out, but there is some volume. The shorter term contracts. Especially the 26th day. So there's some calendars. Might be, let's see, if I build a calendar saying ideally I like to have it at the 57th. I sell the November 15. High volatility. The calls have the higher volatility, so I'll be doing it with the calls. If I sell the 57th call, November 15 call, and I bought 57, November 22nd call. The spreads are too big. Not even like the mids. Depending on what you can buy the call for. Say I buy the call for $1.25, which is about mid range of what they're asking. Just isn't worth it. Not at all. So no calendars available. You have to do some butterflies or something. So say, went out 47 days, keep it at the 45s with 200 spreads between it. The risk profile is not doing it. Spreads are too wide, so XLB. Not sure a good way to trade that in a consolidation trade. It all depends on how you set up your options. But if I have to dig in and force it, then it's just not worth it. I'm just looking for the easy trades here. Next is material sector, XME. And here, since it's doing this kind of reversal structure, I'd like to go along. It's right at the December bottoms. So XME, it is pretty liquid, and I have been able to build some options positions in it. So this one looks way better as far as building calendars. So the best one that I could see is the November 1st and November 8th volatility. So say I center it at the 27th. Sell the puts. These spreads are huge. So what the spreads are currently is pretty ridiculous. There could be potential calendar depending on how you want to build it. But since the butterflies are easier, you can say it's probably best to go with butterflies on XME. But definitely looks bullish. Even just buying stock or selling puts. Probably selling the 25 puts or the 24 puts naked. That way, it's just either straight profit. If it comes down, you get assigned, but it could be a bounce. So XME was up 1.25% on Friday. MJ sector, which I looked at as potential, actually did. Sold some put verticals. I sold some put verticals here when it went below 20, and I'm hoping that it doesn't go below 20 again. And now it was down 0.75% on Friday, and it's trading at 20.18. Next is XBI, almost up 0.25%. Looks like it's oversold. Kind of broke structure. And it's looking to bounce. Sometimes it bounces off that bottom support and drops again. But XBI is long-term bullish in my eyes. Next is XLV. That kind of looks like it might retrace and find some strength. They were up 1.5% on Friday. Next is XRT, which is a real retail sector. They look like they're starting to find a consolidation zone again between 40 and 43. Next, we got XLP, and that's consumer staples, and they look like they're about to break out, honestly. So consumer staples might be breaking out into new highs. Kind of traded sideways here, unless they have a hard drop, but more likely, they're most likely going to make new highs or retest and then drop. But for now, they're trading at 61.40. They were up over 1.5% on Friday. So, respect to consumer staples. Next is consumer discretionary, XLY. They're trading at the middle of the channel. Looks like it might retrace and test the 112s again. Right now, they're trading at 119. Next is SMH, and that's semiconductors. And they're behaving and doing exactly what they should be doing. And they're coming back up to retest the 123.50s. Right now they're trading 120.25. Next is IYR. It's real estate sector. And they've made highs. They've made all-time highs of 94.30, and they're trading at 93.59, so they're kind of hanging out at the top of that channel. They're kind of moving down below that slope, but still respecting that, so I'd be a buyer below that slope just because it's been respecting it that whole time. Next is financials, and they bounced off hard on Friday, almost up 2%, 1.5%. So financials looking good for the market. TLTs, which are the 30-year bonds, they're retesting, and this is where I'd like to go short because it's a retest of some highs, but they're not quite there. So I would like to go short on TLT, and that's probably a position that I'm definitely going to get filled just to round up my portfolio, especially now that I'm going to start actively trading again. Now that the market's done a little end of the summer rest, people are getting in, coming out. That's what's causing the volatility. Next is GLD. And GLD is still hanging on to the 1500, so it's trading at 1510. I can see GLD retest the 1400s again. So watch for that to happen. GDX up 2.25% on Friday. GDX is actually looks like it's making a bullish structure, but it might be just shaking out the people that have positive outlook for GDX. Next is SPY, and that's the market. SPY bounced off those important levels. So we can see that as long as SPY stays above 286, good things. We should see see this maintain, and it'd be higher in the next 3 months. Next is QQQ. QQQs came right back into structure after breaking it, and that was pretty much a brief break. So, again, looking positive. Next is IWM, which is I'm long IWM, and I'm waiting for this to come up. So on Friday, they were up almost 1%, but IWM will be the one that's going to lead versus the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, in my opinion, for the next, 6 months or so. And we got next is UVXY, which is the VIX. The VIX itself is at 24, which is considered pretty high. But we can see some consolidation because the VIX has gone up above. The UVXY has gone above 30 and below 30 right now. It's trading at 26.45. They were down 8% on Friday. So those are the positions I've seen coming in. Definitely UVXY is going to go back down to 23. Right now it's at 26.45. Next is FXI. That's China. And this is where I placed these trades on the 27th. So it's towards the end of last week, I believe. And they're coming in. So China had the real turnaround on the 27th when I do extremely oversold. So that was just extreme oversold play. And that's coming in. Next is INDA, that's India. They were down 0.67%. I've been looking, and they're holding this level of the 3250. So I like to get in long and keep 3250 as support. Right now they're at 3277. Next is Russia. Russia made a nice move up. Tested new highs and then broke back down, but they look like they're ready to do another rush again. Trading at 22.50, they were up 0.25% on Friday. Next is EFA, the Eurozone, and the Eurozone is right in the middle of that price range of 60, 65, and 63.50. So it's been trading that ever since last year, so pretty much the whole year. It's been at that level, above it and below it. Next is EEM, and this is another one that's right. It's moving up above the important channels that it needs to maintain. So it being up almost 0.5% on Friday, I like to be long EEM. Next, EWW, which is Mexico. And Mexico had a run of 3% on Friday, kind of rushed up above the break of 43. So that's very bullish. So keeping that positive delta, or right now, neutral delta, it's got to break above the 45. Could do that quickly. And last but not least is EWZ. EWZ, I put the trade in, came down, now it's right back up to where I needed to be. Should maintain here above the above 41s. I'm hoping it stays at 42 until the next leg. Anyways, thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc, eye in the market. Get ready for the winter trading. Let's make some bucks. Peace.